Never been to this state outside of just an overnight trip. While back when I was doing North Texas games, they played Clemson and spent some time in South Carolina, but it was just a fly-in on Friday, do the game Saturday, and fly out after the game. So I've never really spent any time in South Carolina. Been to North Carolina, hadn't really been to South Carolina, and we basically took a week's trip that went across the state. It started in the very north part of the state in Rock Hill, South Carolina. That's where my niece is a professor of music performance at Winthrop University. And she has been trained in opera, and she's an incredible singer. And I haven't heard her sing in a long time. She's done more teaching than performance over the last 10 or 15 years or so. But she gave a recital the Sunday after we went out on vacation. That's when we started, flew into, actually because we're going to the north part of South Carolina, we flew into North Carolina, Charlotte, and then took what was only about an hour trip to Rock Hill, South Carolina, where Winthrop is. And she put on a recital in memory of her mom, my sister, who passed going on a couple of years ago. She passed in June of 2023 after a battle with cancer. And my niece, Kristen, put on a recital with music that was a tribute to my sister, and it was just beautiful. Some of it was opera in other languages, singing in Czech and German and I believe French. I can't even remember my own songs in English, and she was up there singing for 45 minutes by memory.
Wow.
Of all these languages, and it was just beautiful. She also sang a musical arrangement that had been written by one of the students there at Winthrop, who also played piano for her, and it was just wonderful. And these were, though, that music was set to poems that were a tribute to Nancy and the fact that she was a gardener and just her life. It was really, really well done and a really special day. So, yeah, shout out to my niece, who is the greatest singer that our family will ever have. She's just an incredible performer. And I told her afterwards, she is in charge of the choir at her church there in Rock Hill and teaches music performance. And I said, you know, if you want to, you should perform, because your voice is such a gift that you should share it. And she does. She does solos at church and, you know, just amazes everyone with her vocal range. And it was really, really cool to see my niece perform like that. And we had a great time and a really good visit. Got to see my brother-in-law, who I hadn't seen in a while. And that's where our trip started off. Then we ventured down. My wife and I went to Charleston. Never been there. Highly recommend it. It is a beautiful city. So much history. The food is out of this world. And part of the history is going back to the 1600s, to the Revolutionary War, to the War of 1812, which inspired them to build the fort in the middle of the port there in Charlotte, Fort Sumter. And that is where the Civil War started. And what trip were we on where Gordo was constantly being our tour guide and was go into the bit of, some say the Civil War started here.
Yeah, inaccurate tour guide guy.
Yeah, inaccurate tour guide. Well, the Civil War really did start here when South Carolina seceded in December of 61, and there was still a federal garrison that held Fort Sumter that was not even completed yet. They started building it after the War of 1812, and it's this little sandbar just out in the waters of Charleston, just right outside the city. It's about, I don't know, maybe a mile outside the city. It was a sandbar. They put a bunch of rock on it, built the fort, And for 34 hours of this bombardment of Fort Sumter, that's where the South Carolina militia bombed the Union forces. And Abner Doubleday was one of the Union garrison that was at Fort Sumter. And they say that he fired the first shot back at the Confederate forces. And that's where it started. There was another battle there in 1863. Anyway, it was just a pile of rock, basically, but it was very important to the port of Charlotte back in the 1800s, and it was built there to help protect our land from invasion after the War of 1812. Fascinating tour of that. They still have the old cannons there. They're originally 130. I'm not sure how many are still at the fort, but it's really cool, and it gives you perspective of what that must have been like way back in the 1800s. And the food, just wonderful. The seafood, the grits, incredible. Highly recommend Charlotte, which they say is the second most preserved city next to Rome, because they have really tight restrictions on if you buy a home that has been there since the 1700s, you have to use 70% of the materials that were used in the 1700s.
Huh.
So, yeah, many of these houses are just as they looked back in the 1700s and the 1800s. Beautiful buildings. And I didn't realize the money that is in Charleston. A lot of old money, some new money, and celebrities that have moved there. It's just a beautiful town. Very walkable, too. We walked everywhere to shops and restaurants. And
just to be clear, Charleston, right?
Charleston.
You said Charlotte a couple times.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I always get those two confused.
Because they're both in the Carolinas.
Yes.
I just want to make sure.
Charleston,
yeah.
Charleston. I'm talking of Charleston right now, yeah.
Charleston is also a really big bridesmaid party destination, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Saw several of those.
Yeah. It's like Charleston and Nashville and Vegas, I think, are the big cities for that. But I know a lot of bridesmaid parties that have gone to Charleston.
Yes. Beautiful town, and just incredible history there, too. Thought of Gordo because they had several ghost tours that we didn't go on, but much like New Orleans, it has kind of a New Orleans feel to it. But there's palm trees, too. It's just a very unusual city. Never really seen anything like it. So from there, we went to the Hilton Head area of South Carolina, which is about 2 hours away. Did make a trip through Columbia to see the University of South Carolina. Went by the stadium. Very impressive. And then we went on down to the Hilton Head area to meet some friends here from the Metroplex. And the guys played golf. The girls went shopping. And making that trip from Rock Hill to Charleston and then down to the Hilton Head area, South Carolina is beautiful. The tall pines, the dogwoods, it's just a wonderful area that I've never been to, and let alone the beach area of Hilton Head. It was absolutely stunning. It's a beautiful state, and it's no secret. A lot of people go there for vacation, Myrtle Beach and all that. The golf was great. We played Palmetto Bluff, which is just outside of Hilton Head, one day. And then we played Harbortown, which is where they play the Heritage Golf Tournament, which is a week after the Masters, coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Famous Lighthouse?
The famous Lighthouse there on the 18th. That was a really good course. I recommend it. It was certainly worth the money. It was very expensive to play. But the course is immaculate. The greens are incredible. But it was not, I thought a lot of it would be on the coast, and it is technically on the coast, but only 18 really gives you a view of the water. You go inland, and then on the back nine, it starts slowly working its way out to that incredible par five, or that's par four, I guess. Yeah, par four, 18th, which is awesome. And you aim at the lighthouse and hope you hit the green. I missed it and hit it over the green, took double bogey. But played some decent golf over the 2 days, so my golf comeback was at least fed, and a couple of rounds of golf that were really, really good courses.
Yeah, for those who have not heard, George announced last fall that he's making a golf comeback, and all of us here on the morning show are so proud of him and happy for him. He's traveling to Ireland this summer. He's going to compete in some big events over there on
there's
the seniors tour. We're really excited about your comeback, and I'm glad that that it's going well so far.
Well, thank you. It's not a competition. I am playing 9 rounds in 10 days, though, and I've got to get myself ready for it. So that is the goal, to get better at the game again and get myself prepared to play in June.
And isn't one of your goals to have Liv reach out to you and cash in?
Yes, I am available.
You want Saudi blood money, right?
Yeah. If we're talking tens of millions of dollars, then yeah, I'm available for Liv. So during our rounds of golf at Palmetto Bluff and Hilton Head and Harbortown, I have a couple of warnings. I just put this out on X or Twitter. There were gators everywhere. I think we saw a half dozen gators in 2 days of playing golf. And the guy who was our four caddy warned us, hey, be careful if you knock one in the water. How about this? Played 2 days with a course with a lot of hazards, not one penalty shot.
Okay.
Not one went into the water. But if you did walk near the water, our four caddy said, hey, be really careful because you have gators. And I just put up.
Wow, yeah.
How about that dude?
Man.
Our caddy thought he was 8 or 9 footer. And that's a question to my friend took that picture. We were about 20 feet away from him. And it reminded me of that story when we were in Port Charlotte with the Rangers. And we saw that gator right behind the park by that pond. And we started walking towards him thinking, I wonder how close we can get. And what did we get? 50 feet away? Mm-hmm. Maybe 40 feet? And all of a sudden he took off and he didn't run at us. He ran at the pond, but we all screamed and ran the other way. And we were amazed at how fast he was.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was the best idea for us to take that picture and be 20 feet away from him, because I think based on the speed that I saw of that alligator, whatever that was, 25 years ago, I think they can chase you down. And I told that to someone and said, oh, yeah, all you got to do is zigzag. You are panicking. You're not going to think about zigzag.
People think the cheetah is the fastest land animal. It's actually the alligator by a mile.
I don't know, but they're really quick. And it did make me think, okay, I don't know if this is the best idea to get that close to an alligator. And our four caddy also told us this, that on that Hilton Head Island, these, according to his stats, that they have had 4 alligator attacks in the last 5 years, and it's all the same profile.
Golfers?
An older woman walking a small dog.
Wow, because they're going after the dog?
They go after the dog, and then the owner's upset trying to save the dog, and then the alligator ends up taking them both.
Oh, wow.
Now, I didn't check his stats, but that was according to the caddy there at Harbortown. He said, yeah, you got to really be careful. And they have had some incidents there on the island. But that was not the live action that I'm warning you about. Yes, look out for gators. Be careful around the water, especially if you're taking your pets on vacation. Have you guys ever heard of a little gnat called the no-see-um?
No.
Like the no-see-um, because they're so small.
Oh, yeah. God, they're annoying.
They're really annoying. And I asked the guy, I said, hey, are these gnats, do they bite? And he goes, yeah, it's a little early for them, but you might want to put on some DEET. Well, I didn't feel anything for a couple of holes. But the first day, all of a sudden, I started itching more and more every hole we played. And finally, on about 14, I looked and I started seeing bites appear in my arms. In 13 holes of golf, I got bit 87 times.
Wow.
Between my arms and legs, and you can still see the scars on my right arm. You know, like mosquito bites or red bugs. And I guess they have an actual mouth that bites you. And it's not like the needle that goes in or, a bug that will burrow in your skin. The females bite you. And I was reading that the itching can last up to 2 weeks, which would still be like right now. But for a week to 10 days, I could not stop itching. It's the worst wow. bug bite I've ever received. And I had dozens and dozens of them. They were driving in my head and my hair everywhere. So, yes, use DEET. Apparently that works. That to me was worse than the potential alligator attack. Was the no-see-um.
Wow.
But outside of that, man.
Man, I don't want to go to South Carolina now. It doesn't like it. It sounds like you were lucky to come back alive.
I don't know. It was very dangerous. It was very dangerous. But the state was beautiful. It was just gorgeous. And I would love to go back and spend some time there. Maybe go to Myrtle Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to the Outer Banks of North Carolina, too. I've heard those are great. But I would give South Carolina one big thumbs up. I thought it was an awesome place to visit. For 7 days.
Well, if your seniors tour experience doesn't work out in Ireland this summer, you could always try the Champions Tour here in our country. And I know they've got some events in South Carolina.
Maybe so.
Maybe a match made in heaven.
Maybe so.
All right. Best of luck with your golf comeback, George.
Thank you. Thank you so much.